A federal court in Montana has held a hearing more than 2 years after a coalition of environmental advocates sued the U.S. Forest Service and the Fish and Wildlife Service over expanding cattle grazing in the Paradise Valley, part of the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. The coalition, which includes Alliance for the Wild Rockies and the Western Watersheds Project, sued the agencies for extending the cattle grazing season by a month on nearly 1,400 acres of forest land. Wild Rockies Executive Director Mike Garrity says that plan will mean more interactions between young, unattended cattle and grizzly bears, which wouldn't end well for either one.
Putting calves out a month early when they're very small just provides a fast food snack for a grizzly bear. A small calf makes an easy target for a grizzly bear. They can't defend themselves. They're not very big.
Garrity says ranchers then complain about bear activity to the Fish and Wildlife Service, which traps and kills the grizzlies. The Forest Service says the new policy doesn't increase grazing because it's counted by plots of land rather than acreage. Garrity says groups are working to restore the grizzly bear, which is currently listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. He adds the Forest Service isn't doing its part to help achieve that balance.
There's about 1,000 grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. There's hundreds of thousands of cattle. We don't have a shortage of cattle in this country, but grizzly bears are threatened with extinction.
The federal judge could overturn the new grazing rules or order a complete environmental review. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.